Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Whatever is important to you, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to do that, that's 603-283-6160. And, you know, I like Mark's idea. We were just talking with Mark Edge, for those who are just now tuning in. And he is pimping his latest project. I thought it was honestly being called Mark Edge's Freedom Kingdom, but he... which I was totally on board with, right? I mean,
that's a different place.
But now it's called Coral Reef Village or something. I don't remember exactly. Coral Beach Village is what it was.
I just assumed he had, like, a few different things going on. But I could be mistaken. It could be all the same thing.
He tends to have a few different things going on, but I think this is the same one in the Honduras. I don't know. And I can't Telegram chat to, you know, head over there and check it out. But, of course, I find the idea intriguing. And if there were more than 50 people there, I would, and, you know, I wasn't currently beholden to the United States federal government and kept on a fairly short, actually, it's a decent leash as far as my physical movement goes. My digital movement is heavily restricted, but no international travel, and that would require international travel. Anyway, if that wasn't the case, I would be interested if there were more than 50 people there. If you take 50 random libertarian, conservative-type people, I'm not going to get along well with most of them.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to have a much larger crowd than that to have somewhere where I can fit in. And I don't know, maybe these are just hardcore anarchists who I would fit in with just fine, but it's not very likely based on what I know of libertarians.
Yeah, and, you know, I love the idea. And I think we should have as many freedom movements going on around the world as possible. So that's awesome that he's doing that in Honduras. It's awesome that we're doing this in New Hampshire. And I think people, wherever you are, if you love liberty, if you love peace and freedom, you should, you know, be spreading the word and starting these projects up wherever you can.
I agree to an extent, but I think, I mean, a lot of people ask this question online a lot, like, is there a free state project for Nevada or Tennessee or whatever? It's like, look, instead of seeing what we're doing and trying to do it there, just join us here and help out here. There are definitely different goals for different people that can be achieved different ways. Like, Mark is the type, he wants to be free right now,
yeah,
and that's it. So he's going to do whatever it takes to be free right now, and that's it. Others... we're like, we want to fight for long-term liberty, not necessarily for ourselves, but for everyone. And Mark Edge's idea, in theory, it could provide liberty to everyone. But you got to have some fairly decent financial standing to be able to just go move to the Honduras and live there in a community of 50 people, basically.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah. So that's not an ideal solution for everyone versus the Free State Project, which... does have plenty of jobs for people, so that there are different avenues that people can take, and each one has their own place. I just don't want to see the two projects getting in each other's way. Like,
yeah,
let's do the Free State Project in Massachusetts and get some libertarians in Massachusetts to all move to the same county or whatever. It's like, okay, but you could just move a little bit further, and you could join our thing and make it successful.
There definitely is power in numbers.
There definitely is. Let's go to the phone. So we have Dave calling from RidleyReport.com. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was going to talk about something else, but how about I rebut Mark?
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. So, Mark, at least to his credit, is trying to do something as opposed to just criticizing something. He's trying to do this, and he's tried to do some other things, too. And they haven't been complete failures, right? But if I was following Mark, that's exactly what I'd be doing. I'd be following Mark. I'd be bouncing all over the world. I'd be spending thousands and thousands of dollars I don't have. I can't do all that. So, at first it was going to be the Marianas, then it's Honduras. Where was it before that? I don't know. I can't do that.
There were a number of places that we can't talk about because there are non-disclosure agreements in place.
What? A freedom movement that's secret? What is that going to do for us?
There was at least one other island and at least one Native American reservation. I think that's the most
okay,
I could
fine.
Say.
Okay, fine. Yeah, mail that back. Mail those ideas back to 2001 when I was deciding where to move, okay? So,
I mean, I'm with you on this. I think what Mark is doing is great. I just wish he could do it without feeling the need to criticize what the Free State Project is doing.
Yeah, both things can happen simultaneously.
Well, actually, I was calling in to criticize some of the Free State Project is doing, but I'll do that tomorrow. so the other problem I have with this argument is he's essentially arguing we shouldn't do stuff because the federal government might hurt us. That's the reason why we're doing it, right? It's because they're hurting people.
Yeah, I agree entirely. I mean, staying in an abusive relationship because you're worried your abusive spouse will escalate from hitting you to killing you is no reason to stay in an abusive relationship. That's ultimately what that argument is. Well, you can't leave this abusive relationship because instead of just beating you half to death, they might beat you fully to death. It's like, okay, but look, getting half beaten to death regularly is no way to live anyway.
We're doing this independence drive because we're predicting where things will be in 2022 or maybe 2024. We're expecting that they will have deteriorated in the United States between here and there. I hope I'm wrong. And we're expecting, additionally, that more states will gradually come on board with this idea. We're not even the first. You know, we're the third state that has an independence movement that's doing stuff inside the political system. Maybe the fourth if you count what Vermont was doing 10 years ago. So, you know,
I mean, you're absolutely right about things deteriorating. One of the sites I'm allowed to use is Drudge Report. And when you go there each day, it's just a litany of headlines about how bad the U.S. economy is and how much worse it's going to get. And then the talking heads in the federal government going, you know, I know this 9% inflation that wiped out your 4.5% wage increase, that's fine. Sure, you actually lost 5.5% of your wages, but don't even worry about that. We have everything under control. Oh, there's no turkeys this year for Thanksgiving? Have you tried tofu? So, yeah, things are deteriorating rapidly within the United States.
Vladimir Bukovsky and Natan Sharansky, they didn't, although they eventually got out, they didn't beat the Soviet Union by running away from it, right? They didn't beat the Soviet Union by going to some island. They beat it by going to jail, right? And that's probably what many of us are going to do.
I hope not.
Yeah, I don't want to go to jail. But I hear what you're saying, though.
I think we lost you, though, Dave. I mean,
oh, no, I'm here.
Okay. Independence, I think, is a great idea. The federal government is abusive, it's tyrannical, and it's been abusive and tyrannical toward Free Talk Live at least since 2015. Now, my question would be, what would you say to people who make those arguments that Mark made, that they're going to punish you if you leave?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they said about the Soviet Union, but then one day there wasn't a Soviet Union, right? And that is what the same things are playing out here, right? The same phenomena are underway in the United States that brought down the Soviet Union. I'd be surprised if there is a United States federal government in 20 years. It's possible, but I don't think so.
That sounds wonderful. It's a dream.
I'm not convinced there's going to be a federal government by 2024. Not with everything I'm seeing with the economy and with the apparent aggressive posture from China and Russia. I know the United States thinks it's tough, and the United States probably could hold its own in a war against China and Russia, but no one on the planet would benefit from such a thing.
But I think they know it. Like, I think the people that are kind of at the top of the circus know what's going on, and that's why we're seeing all of this money being printed out. That's why we're seeing all of this inflation. That's why we're seeing, you know, these, like, final death blows of this empire, is because they know the writing's all over the walls. So I think the people that are, like, high up in the government are kind of trying to benefit and cash out as much as they can right now because they know that.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Dave. Thank you for rebutting Mark. I'm not always, you know, able to do that because he does make good points. But some of them, I believe, are just, you know, incorrect, like that one. But yeah, the economic thing is disastrous. I mean, 9% inflation last month versus last year. That's almost 10% inflation in increase in prices, if we're measuring it that way, in a single year. That may not seem that bad, but for the United States, that's really bad. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, where we invite you to join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. With you tonight
It's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now Intercoin has launched this investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. And it's an exchange where all you need is an email address, so you can actually keep your privacy. It's xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then buy ITR, the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. And now buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You may be helping the cause of liberty around the world by doing so, so check it out, exmarkets.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Kadu calling from Connecticut. Kadu, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, first of all, not sure what's going on with Mark's choral play on words there. Second of all, love you, Bulls. But thirdly, I just wanted to comment on the abortion thing that you were talking about earlier, just kind of more generally. It kind of bothers me how sometimes it gets, the discussion gets kind of muddled, and not to say that you guys were muddling it, but I feel like you can be, and I consider myself to be pretty anti-abortion overall, but at the same time, As a legal issue, I wouldn't want it to be something that, like, the state would enforce and go around, you know, trying to stop and trying to prevent, especially in a situation where I guess the fetus would be kind of on the younger side. I don't have a specific I haven't looked into it enough to know specifically, but, like, I consider myself anti-abortion, but at the same time, I don't want it to be, like, a legal thing, and I think it probably should be
legal. So you
think
a person should be free to make their own choice, and we should use reason or evidence or whatever to persuade them to make a certain choice. That's the pro-choice position. That's why it's called pro-choice.
Yeah, and kind of with the drug thing too. And not to say that having an abortion is like doing drugs or something, but yeah. So, but it kind of annoys me in a sense that I would have to be called like pro-abortion, and that's it, because I would not consider myself pro-abortion.
Well, you wouldn't be.
So that's kind of a.
Yeah, you're pro-choice.
Pro-choice is definitely different than pro-abortion. Like, I'm pro-choice, but I would never get an abortion unless it was for like medical reasons. And
but the thing is, could I still consider? Sorry to interrupt. Could I still consider myself pro-life though? Then, because I like that like term, you know.
I don't know about the connotations of pro-life, so I don't know.
I think pro-life, like the pro-life movement, has kind of been pro-life. Now is kind of just like anti-choice. Is basically what the pro-life movement has turned into.
I guess I just hate, like, the language, like, around it and the way it's framed in that sense. But I guess, okay, so I would fall on pro-choice, you're saying, based on how the debate's being framed.
Yeah, exactly. But to me, pro-choice doesn't seem like a negative thing. Like, pro-choice isn't pro, like, baby murder. It's just pro-freedom to choose.
Yeah, you mentioned the drug thing. I think I see where you were going with that. Like, I don't support the idea of people using crystal meth, but I'm in favor of their freedom to make that choice for themselves.
Yeah.
I would suggest to them that it's a bad idea, and I would attempt to persuade them not to do it, but in the end, it's their choice to make.
Exactly. And that's what I would say, you know, and especially when I don't, like, I got to look a little more into this issue, but especially when, like, I mean, if it were to get to the point where, like, you know, the baby in there is almost, like, fully grown, I would, like, definitely consider myself against it, you know, but at the same time, I don't really know that I want even, I'm not sure that I would even want the, like, some kind of enforcement around that. I'm not sure, but.
Yeah, see, my position on that is if you don't have a womb, you shouldn't have any say on the issue of abortion. And I realize this upsets a lot of people, but I mean, if the issue at hand is literally incapable of affecting you,
on a personal level. You can say, oh, well, it hurts my feelings that my girlfriend had an emotion. Okay, we're talking about real actual harm here, not hurt feelings. If an issue, whether it's legal or illegal, is incapable of having a direct impact on you or your health, you have no justification whatsoever for weighing in on it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And this applies to me as well.
I feel like you might even be a little bit more pro-choice than me, possibly, if it were to be on a spectrum. So, but anyway, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight, Kadu. It's certainly a difficult issue because, you know, a lot of libertarians want to apply the non-aggression principle to it. But, look, it's one of these issues where no matter which direction you choose, you're going to be violating the non-aggression principle. Either the woman's body is hers and she has the right to withdraw consent from this entity that is inside of it, or you can force her to do that against her will, which is violation of her bodily rights, or you can remove the fetus, which causes its death, regrettably, but that's also a violation of the non-aggression principle.
Yeah.
So there's no good answer here, and when the issue can't even affect me anyway, I'm just like, I'm out. People do what you want, but that's generally my position anyway.
It's tough, and it gets super muddy, especially how Kadu mentioned towards the end, he was mentioning late-term abortion and how he's kind of like really against that. I mean, it gets really muddy there because then it's like, okay, this thing, like, it has a heartbeat. It is almost fully grown. If the mother would have had it right then and there, it could survive. I mean, when you get into late-term abortions, it just gets really, really complicated on, like,
the
philosophy behind it, you know, and the ethics behind it. It's really just, even early-term abortion, it's really, like, tough. And even the women that have to have abortions or choose to have abortions, I mean, it's not an easy decision. So it's just really sucks, like, from all directions.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone, you know, being happy about having to have an abortion or anything like that. It just seems unrealistic to me. My sister had one, and there was no part of it that she enjoyed. It was
it's
a
traumatic.
Harrowing experience.
And it sucks that all of these, like, pro-life people are, and I get where they're coming from. I do, because it's like, you know, babies and, you know, people, you know, babies are cute and their little life. Like, I totally get that. But these women are already making a really, really tough choice, and to make them feel so awful and to make them feel like they're a murderer and that they don't have rights over their own body and that they don't deserve a freedom to choose, that's really awful. So, you know, like, they're already going through enough. You don't have to, like, put salt in their wounds.
That's one of the reasons I'm not a fan of government prohibiting things, but there's a law in the books that evidently prohibits people from protesting outside Planned Parenthoods. And having walked people past these protesters, it's not a fun thing to do. And it doesn't matter how nice the protesters are trying to be. You're making an already difficult situation for people just that much worse. Even if you're nice about it, God loves you and we'll help you solve it. Look, you're just not helping. They've made their decision by this point. They're literally at Planned Parenthood. Their mind is made up. Leave them alone at that point. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. When we get back, socialism hits America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continues, Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge Bruce Schroeder ripped into Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger for attempting to admit evidence through a line of questioning with Kyle Rittenhouse that Schroeder had previously ruled Binger could not ask about.
So why?
Testimony, Your Honor.
Pardon me?
That was before the
defense
testimony.
Don't get brazen with me. You know very well that an attorney can't go into these types of areas when the judge has already ruled.
The defense did file for a mistrial, and Schroeder said he did not believe Binger was acting in good faith, adding that if another infraction occurred, he would be taking the defense's motion under advisement. President Biden spending part of his Wednesday at the Port of Baltimore promoting his infrastructure bill. USA Radio News. A state attorney general is speaking out against the Biden administration's vaccine mandate.
It's going to push many people out of work.
That's Indiana State Attorney General Todd Rokita discussing the White House mandate that workers at companies of 100 employees or more be vaccinated by the 4th of January or agree to testing weekly or lose their jobs. For now, the mandate is on hold by order of a federal court as lawsuits from states like Indiana play themselves out.
It's not going to win any hearts and minds here in the Hoosier State, so we got to fight against this.
Rokita, who spoke on Fox News Prime Time, is attorney general for one of over two dozen states that are now fighting the mandate. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Back-to-back down days on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow dropping 240 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and I want to say thank you to Eric Haley, who is tonight's amplifier. That means Eric Haley is a member of our new AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support Free Talk Live. And if you value the show, the ideas of liberty, help us reach a larger audience, get on more radio stations, get, as Mark pointed out, more record podcast downloads. In fact, joining the AMPS program is the best way to do that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Eric Haley is a gold-level member, which means Eric is giving $10 per month to the AMPS program. It doesn't take that, though. All it takes is $5 per month that gets you in. And it comes with a number of cool little features, like an AMP-only chat on the Matrix server, an AMP-only podcast feed, which actually doesn't have the podcast ads looped into it. So if you like that, you might check it out. amps.freetalklive.com. amps.freetalklive.com. Nikki, you brought in a story that's worth talking about, and I hate that we ended up getting distracted by Mark for half an hour because it's worth talking about. Now, it reminds me of the Biden administration. They floated it
early. You mean the Obama?
Yes, the Obama administration. Early on in his presidency, this idea that we could unite the country, or that it wasn't about uniting the country, then it was about making young people feel invested in the United States idea as a whole by having them serve either 2 years in the military or like 2 years in the Peace Corps or something like that. I don't remember the specifics now because that was like 14 years ago, I think. But now that idea is coming back in a slightly different form.
Yep. So this is, to save democracy, America needs a mandatory public service program. An ambitious program for young Americans could help heal the country's divides. I mean, that's a tall order, but we'll see. And also, it's worth mentioning that the photo that they use to kind of promote this is a picture from 1933 of a wheelbarrow brigade of men from the Civilian Conservation Corps working to build a new road in New Jersey. And it just, it's like a black, it looks just like some communist, like, it does not look, it is not the picture that I would use to promote this project if I wanted it to look like, oh, it's all rainbows and sunshine and this is going to heal the country's divides. This is not what that picture says.
And let's just reiterate here that what they're saying is that to save democracy, America needs slave labor.
Yes, that's what, mandatory.
Yes. And as you pointed out, we haven't gotten into that in the article yet, but they're not going to pay people for this.
No, well, but they'll have their own ways of compensation. Oh, don't you worry.
Well, to
you
be
won't
fair,
need money in this new world.
The American slaves also did technically get fed and did technically get roofs over their heads.
Yep.
That didn't stop it from being slavery, though.
Polarization in the United States is a well-trodden ground. As the media reminds us every day, the nation has become deeply divided and politically dysfunctional. People in the blue states don't talk to those in the red states or even live in the same reality. Social classes rarely mix. The social, political, and academic tribalism reigns supreme. But no one has seriously considered what may be a genuinely transformative solution, a mandatory national service program. I don't know why they would think that this would help. They're like, oh, well, we're going to force all of the young adults to work together, and that way they won't be, you know, they'll, you know, we're going to brainwash them to all think the same way.
Look, if this didn't work when they were in kindergarten or elementary school or middle school or high school or college, it's not going to work when they're out of college.
But it's just because they live in different states. That must be why. It's because they live in red states. The article goes on to say, it's becoming increasingly apparent that something visionary and ambitious will be required for Americans to heal their democracy and transcend their divides.
No. It's easier than that. Just a seed.
Yeah.
You're not healing this mess. You can't reconcile the differences between your rural Mississippi and redneck and your San Francisco liberal.
And that's the thing, too. Like, America is a big place. So sometimes we just need to, you know, it's okay to be different. We don't all have to be the same. We don't all have to have the same ideas and all want the same things.
But the existence of the federal government and a single entity that has to rule over us, it gives people that illusion that we do all have to kind of want the same things.
Yep, and that's kind of what they're trying to fix with this mandatory public service program. So a program of mandatory national service, if designed effectively, would bring together young Americans from across the country and all socioeconomic groups to work on public interest projects and accomplish common goals for the good of the country.
They're really insane if they think that, you know, the children of Donald Trump or Joe Biden are going to participate in this thing. They're going to get waivers one way or another.
Yeah.
You're not bringing the ultra rich into here. To work with the guy who grew up on the farm.
Well, this is just going to be designed very effectively, so we won't have to worry about that because it's going to be designed so effectively that nobody can get out of it.
It'll be the best socialist project we've ever seen.
Yeah. So,
I wonder how many people this one will kill.
The public services, a program along these lines could provide... Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. The public services, a program along these lines could provide, are virtually limitless. They could include tutoring and mentoring, participating in after-school enrichment programs, improving environmental conservation, building public housing, organizing youth networks, providing real-time information during natural disasters, assisting small businesses through outreach to young consumers, construction, rehabilitation, the list goes on. Essentially, participants would provide much-needed public services and in return receive significant benefits, including covered college or trade school tuition and living expenses. That would lessen the country's socioeconomic divide. In doing so, they would interact with Americans from other communities, gain life skills, and transform their own futures and that of the country itself. So they're really just, they're trying to make this seem like a good thing, but to me, like, all I'm hearing is communism, socialism. That's what this is. They're doing a mandatory service thing where they're forcing people to work on these projects. I doubt they'll get to pick the projects that they work on. And, oh, you don't have to worry because you're going to go to school for free. And we're going to cover all of your living expenses. So you don't need to worry about food or an apartment. We'll give you some awful rundown apartment and we'll give you little food stipends and you get what you get.
I can't disagree. That's exactly what it sounds like. I don't know. You have to be able to pit these projects, though, because there are a lot of people who are, like, millionaires who couldn't afford to get their kids out of it, but they want to get their kids up the cushy air-conditioned job, and we would certainly see that. This isn't going to erase any socioeconomic divides. If you really think the rich kids are going to be out there working construction, you've lost your mind, and you've never seen communism in action.
And just the fact that it's not a voluntary thing, that it's mandatory. It's just, you lost me there.
Yeah, you want free college, you got to be a slave for a few years.
Maybe I don't want to go to college.
I wouldn't want to go to college if I had to be a slave for a few years.
Yeah, no.
But that just makes it free. And, of course, you know, the rich kids don't need that free education. They can just have their parents pay for it.
Exactly. Oh, and just wait. It gets better. There's a precedent for similar visionary, transformative, and generous programs. The GI Bill, passed nearly at the end of World War II, that gave millions of Americans returning from war free education and a ticket to the middle class. If the U.S. Congress did it then, it can do it now.
I don't know if I want to look to World War II for examples on how the current government should be legislating.
Yeah, no, like food rations, you know, it just doesn't...
And I don't know much about the GI Bill, but...
It just doesn't sound good.
It doesn't.
No. Although some may think this idea is unrealistic, public service programs have been gaining serious attention in Washington in recent years.
Oh, I really hope that's not the case. And I suspect it's just some liberal, progressive daydreaming and fantasizing about these things. When we get back, Mark is going to yell at us for a bit. Well, not really yell, but he's going to rant a bit about time change. That's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's another edition of the Edgington Post Show, and my name is Mark Edge. For those of you who are new, and I've been looking at the downloads for Free Talk Live, there are quite a few of you that are new. I am one of the founding hosts of Free Talk Live. After the raid on the studios back in March the 21st, I took over and produced most of the shows that were going on there for a couple of months until we were able to get Ian out. And sometime before he got out, I decided to go out on the road, and what I'm doing is looking for more free places in order to set up another studio to see whether or not Free Talk Live can continue to survive outside of the United States, where the FBI can't just kick the door in whenever they feel like it. And I've got certainly more to talk about that coming up in the near future, but today I want to talk about time changes. All of you should have recently experienced this time change, except for some folks in Arizona, and it used to be Indiana, but I think it may just be Arizona at this point in the United States. This seems to be a topic that libertarians love to discuss. The time change. Why, who these people are that think they can control time? You know, and obviously it's, the history of daylight savings is really pretty funny. This has been prescribed from everything from it helps the farmers to it helps the school kids to everything. I mean, it's the most over-prescribed solution to a non-problem ever. And I'm against daylight saving time generally. But usually when you start talking to people, they like the time in the summer more than they like the time in the winter. And it's the time in the summer which is daylight saving time, not the time in the winter. Time in the winter is standard time. Now, you would think that winter would be daylight saving time, because when do we need to save daylight? Of course, during the time that is darkest. But not so much. In fact, they peel off an hour in the bottom, put it on the top, and that kind of thing back in the summertime, but not in the winter. So the question is would we go and get rid of daylight saving time in the summer, which is the time that people like, or would we just move everybody over one time zone effectively, because
when the Eastern, in Eastern time, which, you know, this is what I'm in currently, Eastern time, we, you know, we're on Eastern time for 5 months out of the year. And then effectively we're on Atlantic time, the time that Nova Scotia's on, for the other half of the year. And then it's actually 7 months. So more of the year is spent on Atlantic time than on Eastern time. But if you stop doing daylight saving time where you are, which is likely not Washington, D.C. or New York City or these big gravitational Jupiters of the world, then there's still problems. So, for instance, when I was producing the show from the U.S. Marianas, Saipan, I half the year I'm getting up and doing the show. I wasn't there a full year, but I was doing the show from one time at 10 a.m., and then when the time zone switched in Eastern, of course, the radio time zones switched too, and bang, I've got to do it at 9 a.m. So it's kind of this problem that perpetuates itself. We've been doing this daylight saving time for close to a century now, a little over, and it's really not that great of an idea, but it kind of has to stop all around in order for it to be effective. The next question I would have is it fair, right, just, good, logical, and acceptable to just move your city, wherever it might be, to the time zone that you prefer? And I'm not so sure it is. So, for instance, I've pulled up the time and date here for Keene, New Hampshire, which is where the show's produced. I'm not currently there, but I can tell you, you know, when the sun's at the apogee by looking around. So the sun is at its apogee in Keene, New Hampshire on June the 21st, which I'm going to presume is the summer solstice, on standard time, not daylight time. So if we hadn't sprung forward, the sun's at its apogee at 11:51 a.m. So that what that means is that basically Eastern time is Eastern time when the sun's at its apogee at noon. And so presumably you're pretty close at 9 minutes. Moving New Hampshire, Keene, New Hampshire in this case, over to Atlantic time would make the sun at its apogee at 10:51 a.m. on the summer solstice. That doesn't make much sense. By the way, I did check the winter solstice. It was 3 or 4 minutes off from there. So still, Keene, New Hampshire appears to be pretty squarely in Eastern time. And just because people like the extra time in the afternoon, is that a good reason to say, let's do Atlantic time instead? I like it better. And I do like it better. And I'm sure lots of people like it better. And I get it. I have to say that, you know, certainly I'm on board with getting rid of daylight saving time, but I'm not getting on board with switching over because it doesn't make much sense to me. And for me, the solutions are all about what you can do in your life. This is what I've always cared about. What can you do in your life to have more sunlight? Because that's what people seem to want. They want that sunlight in the evening. Well, here's the answer. Get up an hour earlier. Well, that sucks, doesn't it? But no, we are diurnal creatures. We evolved in the savanna without blackout shades and, opaque roofs and all these things. You didn't sleep till 11 o'clock in the morning when you're out there hunting and gathering. You just couldn't. So we're designed to get that sunlight in our eyes from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. is this supposedly special blue light sunlight that sets your circadian rhythm up correctly, and you need to be out exercising or at least outside from for a half an hour from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I think this is good advice, and I think we should all do that. And I try to every day. But you can empower yourself when it comes to time by getting up a bit earlier. And that's what that's my solution for you. So I say get rid of daylight saving time. Everybody should. We should just be against this. But this notion of moving time zones, not so much. Now, I do have a radical theory that I'm willing to purport here because, this is the place for radical theories. Here's my radical theory. My radical theory is that we shouldn't have 24 time zones. Let's imagine for a second that we had, because I'm willing to be flexible. I could see noon being, my whole thing here is sort of the Randian noon is noon. But obviously, if you have a time zone, Keene, New Hampshire is 10 minutes off of noon, so, you know, how far are you willing to be flexible? And I'd say that I could be flexible from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That sounds fine, or 13 o'clock if you want to do it that way, military time, 1300. So I think that that would be acceptable. What if we eliminated half of the time zones? Because time zones are a problem. Now, I know it doesn't affect everybody in their work, but the people that it does affect, it can be difficult. I'm currently in Central Time, and the show's being done in Eastern Time. And, of course, you know, Eastern Time is sort of, you know, this important time zone, like Greenwich Mean. And, you know, there's time zones that are more important because more people are in them, and ones that are less important because there's fewer people in them. If you look at Mountain Time, for instance, it's only North America and only North America in it. There's no South America in Mountain Time. There may be some like tiny little islands down there, but not much. So, you know, it's not as important as Eastern Time, which just runs from like New York City down to, you know, Santiago and, you know, so many important cities in between. And if we were to bring them together. So I say merge Eastern and Central Time, merge Mountain and Pacific, merge all these times. And then we only have 12 time zones, so you only have to figure it out, you know, half as often because Dallas and Washington, D.C. are on the same time zone. Well, that's obviously positive. And maybe this might be even more radical if you were willing to accept a wider swath, so say from 10:30 a.m. is noon to 1:30 p.m. or 13:30 is noon, then you could get rid of two-thirds of the time zones. So 24 is a lovely number that divides delightfully into so many numbers, and so instead of 12 time zones, you have 8. Now that would make things a lot easier to get by. So imagine a world with only 8 time zones and with just with no time changing. I think we'd all be able to get along better. Time would be far less confusing, and people would, you know, they'd have to adjust. I mean, you know, maybe some businesses out on the, towards the west would open a little later and close a little earlier. And close a little later, and ones would open to the east, and perhaps maybe I've got that wrong. Switch would open a little earlier and close a little earlier. You know, maybe there would be some, you know, schools may have to do these sorts of things, but these schools don't seem to have a problem with sending kids to school in the dark. And up north, people are driving home in the dark. This is my humble suggestion. Thanks for listening to Free Talk Live. You can check us out at freetalklive.com.
That is freetalklive.com, and you can chat with us in the meantime on our chat server at chat.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.